What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer and podcast host. My name is Prit. Welcome to episode number 65, where we're going to be talking about how to figure out personal touch points in your funnel. Now, before we get into the actual steps that I do have for you, let's first take a second and understand what exactly is a personal touch point and why is it so important to figure these out. All right. Now, of course, for those of you who are not aware of who I am, welcome to the Marketing Nomad Show, your pit stop for all things marketing to help grow your business. For those of you who aren't aware who I am the Marketing Nomad. My name is Prit, and I'm a marketing strategist. I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I am a podcaster. I'm a YouTuber. I'm also a nano influencer as well. I usually hop on 3 times a week on my podcast to help small businesses across the world with their marketing by giving helpful, actionable tips. Alrighty, let's get into today's episode. Now, for every journey of your customer, all right, it's not always that it starts out with them finding out about your business or what you do, and then immediately hopping on to their shopping cart and buying something from your business. Sometimes their journey is a little bit longer than that. Sometimes they maybe start with finding you on Instagram. And then that gets them curious, you know? And then they decide, okay, let's maybe check out their website. And then they hop onto your website. They're still not that convinced. So maybe they download a freebie that you have on your website. All right, once they download the freebie, maybe it gives them some little time to think about your business. And maybe they decide, okay, well, I can check out their blog as well. So they download your freebie, they hop onto your blog, they see a couple of articles, they say, oh, this business actually knows what they're talking about. They're actually the expert in their field. So maybe I should buy from them. And that's when they decide, okay, it's time to buy. And then they hop over to your product page and then they decide they want to purchase and then they move forward with it. All right. Now, each of these stages actually make up a customer's journey. And each business will have a unique customer journey for each of their target audience. I'm going to repeat that again. Each business or each company will have a unique customer journey for each unique target audience. Okay, now what does that mean? That means that you can have multiple target audiences, and that's natural. You can have a primary target audience. Maybe your primary target audience can be split into two. Maybe you'll also have a secondary target audience, you know, people who may not be directly purchasing from your business, but they do influence your primary target audience with their decisions. So there are multiple target audiences that you can have for your business. Each one of them will have their own unique customer journey mapping, okay? Not just that, sometimes one particular target audience can have a customer journey mapping that probably goes back and forth within the same funnel, okay? So what I usually do for my business and also, you know, when I'm helping out my clients when they, you know, when I have to do the customer journey mapping for them is I basically map it all out. I write down what are the different possible ways that a customer can make to the end point that is a sale, okay? There's the website, there's email marketing, there's blog, there's so many different factors. I make sure I put all of that in and then I draw arrows just to show how different, you know, how are the different ways that the customer can actually make it till the end. That's usually one of the most helpful ways. I think it's like pro tip that I do have for you after, you know, years of marketing experience. This is what works for me. Just try it out. See if it works for you as well. So each of these points where your customer or your potential customer will be interacting with you are called personal touch points, okay? Because you are interacting with them. Whether it is your website, whether it's your blog, whether it's your emails, whatever it is, there is some sort of contact that you have with your customer. Now, here's where a lot of businesses make a mistake. They think that each of these touch points have one goal, and that is to make the sale. However, that is not true. I really want to point that out here, is that sometimes the goal of the touch point is just to get them to the next step. Whatever that next step might be, it might not have to be the sale. You know, for example, if someone's on your website and they don't directly make the sale, the next step is to get them to download your freebie so that you can get their email address. The next step to that is for them to click on the email that you actually do send them. That's the next step. And then maybe there's something interesting in that email. You want them to click a link in the email. So I'm just gonna reiterate this point. Sometimes the goal of the touch point is just to get them to the next step. All right, so that's something that you have to be super, super clear about when you define these personal touch points. You need to make sure that you have a definitive goal, and that goal not necessarily has to be a sale. If a sale happens, well, that's awesome, but that's not always the case, and you need to be prepared for that, okay? So just to, you know, kind of go over this, it's not always about making a sale. Okay, it's just getting them to the next step, okay? And that's still a win, guys. That's still a win for you. Don't forget that, okay? So now that we've kind of figured out, you know, what's a personal touch point and why are they so important, there is one more reason that I probably have to touch upon, and that is at each of these touch points, you want to make your customer or your potential customer feel comfortable. Okay, feel like they're getting to know you, getting to know your business, getting to know your brand, okay? Because when they start feeling comfortable, that's when they start to trust your brand. And when they trust your brand, yes, of course they're gonna buy from you because, well, you have their highest good in mind and they know it. And when they know it, they trust you and they're more willing to purchase from you, okay? So each of these touch points have to make them say yes to the next step, okay? So now that we've got all that figured out, let's get into the steps that I do have for you. And of course, guys, if at any point, you know, you want to figure out how to implement this for your business, you're probably a little stuck, I am offering one-on-one power hour sessions right now. I know, it's absolutely insane. This is a new service that I have added for my business. It's 60 minutes. You can ask me any and all marketing questions, and I will answer that in 60 minutes, all right? So yes, of course, you know, the details are always down in the description box below. I'm super, super excited about this service, as you can probably figure out. So it's 60 minutes. I actually, you know, started this service because, you know, there were a few business owners that reached out to me and they said they just wanted 60 minutes of my time, or they wanted like 2 hours of my time, and they didn't really need a full-on long-term marketing consultation. So that's when I started this service, and I just wanted to let you know that my services are available, okay? If at any point you feel stuck, you just want someone to answer your questions, I'm right here for you, okay? Details are in the description box below. Okay, now let's get into the steps that I do have for you. Number one, okay, is to figure out when you will be interacting with your customer. Okay, for me personally, I like to make a list. I like to just write down every single possible interaction that I do have with my customer or my client will be having with their potential customer. It just makes it so much more easier to map it out when you have all the details on hand, okay? So sit down for a second. This is what I usually do as well. Sit down for a second, okay, close your eyes. And, you know, pause this episode if you want to as well. And just imagine the ways that your customer can actually reach out to you, okay? Just figure out what their thought process would be like, you know? What is going to make them feel comfortable? What are the different ways that they can find your brand? What are the different, you know, methods that they can go to find out more about your brand? How do they get to a point where they're comfortable about who you are? List out all of those touch points, okay? And that is step number one for you. Now, step number two is that every you know, single touch point that you've made a list of, okay, try to figure out, what are they feeling? What are their pain points at that moment? What are their emotions like? What made them come back to your brand, to your business, to, you know, whatever it is that you're putting out? For example, okay, from Instagram, they go back to your website. What are they feeling? Why did they go from Instagram to your website? What made them more curious? What are their emotions at that time? Are they curious about you? Are they anxious to see if you have a product that they like? Are they looking at your price point and wondering, you know, whether this is convincing or not convincing? Are they trying to justify your price point? There's so many different thoughts that are going inside their mind at this point. Okay, so what I want you to do is just write down, what do you think are their pain points, their emotions, why did they visit that place? Okay, once you figure this out, it becomes so much more easier for you to understand the next step. Okay, that is to understand what exactly is working and what exactly is not. Okay, because at this stage, at every single stage of your touch point, you want them to feel a certain way, right? Because you want them to get to the next step, or you want them to, you know, purchase from you, right? Right? So there is always that aspiration where you want them to feel a certain way. So what is it? How do you want them to feel at this point? Analyze that, okay? Analyze if it's working. You know, are you able to make them feel a certain way so that they take the next step? For example, okay, let me give you an example so that it's more clear to you. For example, they're on your website, okay? They've just figured out your price point from Instagram, all right? And they're on your website, and at this point, they are probably anxious to see why your product is priced at the price that you've put it. Wow, that was too many prices in that sentence. But you know, at this point, they're probably wondering, okay, why is this product priced at this point? Or why is this service at this amount? Is it worth it? So when they visit your website, okay, they're looking into the awesome benefits that you have, the features of your product or service, and the transformation that they can find, all of those amazing stuff that your product or service does. And you want them to feel at this point, you want them to feel comfortable about your pricing. You want them to feel satisfied. You want them to say, okay, yes, that's why this is at the price point it's at, and I am willing to pay that amount. Okay, so that's one sort of aspiration that you might have. So when you're analyzing each of these touch points, you have to see, am I getting them to that point? Okay. Another example is they're, you know, a little, it's kind of like an extension. It's not another example, but an extension of this is, you know, another set of target audience might not be ready to buy right away, okay, even after looking at your website. So probably at this point, they're looking and seeing, you know, they want to feel comfortable enough to give their contact information, okay? So that's another aspiration that you might have. Are they comfortable enough to give you their contact information at this particular touch point? Okay? Now, there might be different aspirations that you have for each of those touch points, and that's completely fine. But you need to make sure that you are hitting all of those aspirations that you have. You have to get your customer to feel that way so that they can take the next step, whatever the next step may be. Okay? And if it's not, you know, if they're not feeling comfortable, that's when, you know, step number three is all about analyzing. Figure out, how can you make it better? How can you figure out, you know, how can you get them to a place where they feel what they're supposed to feel so that they can take the next step? And if it's not working, remove it. If maybe you can make it better, now's the chance to make it better. Maybe you want to add an extra benefit over there. Maybe you want to add a comparison chart just to make them feel better. Maybe you want to describe your lead magnet a little bit better so that they understand what exactly they're going to get out of giving their contact information to you. There are so many different ways that you can make your entire customer experience so much more better at each of these touch points. And that's when you have to get creative. And of course, you know, if you are stuck, I'm always available on the Power Hours, 60 minutes answering your questions, all right? So don't forget that. That's in the description box, okay? Now, at this point, it is also crucial for you to prioritize what's important and what's not, okay? If it's not working for you, you have to emotionally detach and just cancel it out of your entire process, okay? If it's not giving, if whatever it is, like the information that you're putting out is not making your customer feel comfortable, it's not working in any way, remove it. That's okay, okay? You can always revisit it at another point and put it back in, maybe at a different point when your customer is probably at another stage in their journey. So many different ways that you can go about this, okay? Now, that was number three for you, and that is analyze what's working, what's not, and you know, make your entire process much, much better than it is, much, much more personalized, and making sure that you are hitting your goal of getting them to take the next step with you, okay? Now, number four is, it's not so much of a step as it is basically figuring out some key points, some key touch points that are more important than the others, all right? Now, for example, to get someone to visit your social media pages when they're on your website is a good touch point, yes, okay? But is it more important than your product page when your customer is at maybe your blog and thinking about hitting that purchase button, okay? So you have to analyze which touch points are super, super crucial for you and which ones that you need to focus more of your efforts on, okay? So I think one takeaway that you can get from step four is that not all touch points will have the same value. Some of them will be worth a lot more. Some of them will have a much heavier importance for your business. And it is up to you because, like I said, this is super customized to your business. You need to analyze which ones of those touch points are super, super important. Now, for me personally, if I have to tell you, usually it's the repeat purchases. Those touch points are super, super key because your customer has already purchased from you and you want to make sure that they don't have buyer's remorse and you know they are still continuously happy about your product or your service and they refer more people. So for me, that's a super important touch point, okay? It's also important, you know, somewhere in the middle where you're getting your customer to look more into your brand and your business and building that trust. So these are different ways that, you know, touch points can be important, or you can kind of validate how important the touch point is. But of course, depending on your business, your kind of your priority touch point could be something else. And it's up to you to identify that. Sometimes, yes, I'm going to admit it's not going to be possible to figure out right off the bat, okay? And that's okay, okay? It's completely okay if you can't figure out, like while you're making this list and you're panicking, you feel like, okay, I don't know which touch points are important. Prit, I'm going crazy. It's okay. Implement the steps that I have put up until now. When you are going through the motions, okay, when you're talking to your potential customers at each of these touch points, you yourself are going to figure out which one's more important. And one kind of secret tip that I do have for you is whenever you feel that you're talking to a potential customer and their frustration or their nervousness about your product or service is way more than it should be at that point, that's probably where you should focus more, okay? It's like a secret tip that I personally use for my clients as well. It's very, very key to understand, like tap into their emotions. If they're feeling a lot more frustrated, a lot more, you know, scared, or they're just not sure about your business and they're closer to making a sale, but they should be a lot more calmer than this, that's where you should focus on. Okay, so those are four steps that I do have for you. And basically, you know, if I have to like wrap up this entire episode, I think I would say that mapping this out is fundamentally about understanding how is it that they come to you? How is it that your customers find you? All right. And it's not just about their physical actions like going on Instagram and then hopping on your website. No. It's a little more than that. You have to understand what is their thought process. What are they thinking when they're looking at Instagram, your Instagram page? What are they thinking when they're viewing your website front page? What are they thinking when they're, you know, on your freebie landing page? What are they thinking when they're reading a particular blog article that you've just put out? There are so many thought processes that go on in their mind, and it is on you to figure that out as well. Okay, not just that, there's a little more. I'm so sorry. I know you're gonna be like, oh my God, Prit, this is a lot. But when you start writing this down, trust me, it gets a little bit more easier to map it out. Okay, so I know now that you're listening, it's probably a little overwhelming, but start writing it out. Okay, I would start with figuring out where, you know, the list of when you'll be interacting with them. Then just start charting out, what are they feeling? What are their thought processes? What are their emotions? What is the next physical action they're taking? What is the motivation behind getting to know more about you or your business or your brand? Figure that out, okay? Write it down. It always helps to write, especially for me, you know, thinking of all this, I think it kind of overwhelms me a bit. So I always write it down. So that's like a, I guess, a marketing nomad tip that I do have for you. Okay, that brings me to the end of this podcast episode. I really hope this podcast episode has helped you. Thank you so much for listening all the way up until here. Of course, if you do need more marketing help from me, I do have my Power Hour sessions, 60 minutes to answer any questions that you may have for me about your business. It's immediate relief, guys. Okay, so definitely do check that out. That is in the description, or you can visit www.themarketingnomad.co/strategy-call. Okay, guys, that's me wrapping up this podcast episode. I'll catch you in another podcast episode. Bye bye, guys.